Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Excellent question on this morning's 5:30 Club. Hey, I was wondering, Dawn, out there in Tinley Park, my two most disliked teams and disliked quarterbacks, based purely in envy because they're both tremendous. You got Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Yuck.
You got Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. In the NFC Championship. Violetta, who are you rooting for?
Did Tom Brady win last year?
He's won every single year.
Oh, okay. I gotta go with the Packers then.
You're going Packers. Whip, who are you going for?
Go Tom. I gotta go Bucks.
Our fifth caller in the five votes we took on who we should be rooting for. Angie, who are you rooting for?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And why did you choose him?
Just like them both, just like you, but I just hate the other one more.
Right, the Packers.
I didn't say their name.
Yeah. I can't even remember.
Their name shall not be spoken.
Yeah. I am, you and I are very similar that way, Angie. It's embedded deep, deep, deep in my DNA to just, you can't ever want anything good to happen for the Green Bay Packers ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regardless, they could be wonderful people. And Aaron Rodgers appears to be a very decent guy, but I don't want good things for him. I know that's terrible.
Yeah. And also, don't you feel like the sort of volume of annoyance with Tom as a Buccaneer is a little less? Because, like, the whole Patriots thing.
I don't know, it's pretty high.
Well, the Patriots thing with him there was, like, super annoying, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And this is just him. The rest of the team, I can live with them.
What do we have for Angie today?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we gave fifth caller a prize. Do you need
of
a second?
Of course we did. I do need 1 second.
By the way, of our five votes we took, Angie was the only Buccaneer vote. The other four said Packer.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? That's those people in Chicago with the Packer flags on their house.
Oh,
they're just trying to, like, skew the vote.
And Aaron Rodgers is so good and so condescending when he plays. He just walks around with that smirk going, I'm going to beat all of you. And he is. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
I'm rooting for Tom in Tampa Bay. I can't even believe him saying that.
I know.
But I think Green Bay is going to win.
Agreed, 100%.
All right, the move should be underway in about 35 minutes. The process will begin. As President Trump departs the White House and more than 100 butlers, ushers, housekeepers, and movers take care of the transition, the changeover to the Biden White House.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're in the kitchen right now. You're one of those 100, and who's ever in charge points to you and says, you're in charge of blank. You're like, oh, man, I got the worst job. What would that job be? 312-233-1019. It's a tie at number 3, Sarah.
Going through the fridge.
Going through the fridge. Terrible job. Horrible job, Kevin.
Removing Melania's underpants. Biden's underpants.
Moving Melania's underpants out and putting Biden's underpants in. All right. Well, there's rumors that only Melania uses the bedroom.
Oh.
Did you hear that one? That Trump sleeps in the den.
Yeah. You said that earlier, and I didn't think you were joking.
Yeah.
He's been out of
that bedroom a long time ago.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
We lost number 2. Where he is? Oh, there he is. Mike, what would be the worst job at number 2?
Changing the toilet seat.
Yeah, can you imagine?
That's it.
That thing's seen a lot of use.
And it's gold. It's heavy.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God.
That's true. And finally, in at number 1, the big changeover. Dave got assigned the worst job.
Yeah, cleaning out the shower drain with all the long hairs from his comb over.
Oh, God. All right. Can you imagine the hair in that drain?
Nope.
That would be the plumbing worst in the White House is old, too.
That's
so
true.
You really got to get that all cleaned out.
Bad water pressure.
You think it's bad water pressure?
Yeah, I do.
I kind of do, too. I kind of think there's bad water pressure there. I don't know if you saw this story. This is perhaps the ultimate tidbit for today. Joe Biden may be banned from bringing his Peloton bike to the White House.
Oh. Security issue with the connectedness of it?
There you go, Whip. The president-elect might not be able to bring his Peloton to the White House because the high-tech exercise bike poses a threat from hackers, according to experts.
Okay, there you go.
The 78-year-old is known to start his morning with a workout on the popular $1,800 home exercise bike that links riders up to intense workout classes. But because it has a microphone, camera, and access to the internet, Biden's bike opens up security fears, which could force him to ditch it in Delaware when he moves into the White House later on today. Peloton's own security and compliance page warns that no matter how much effort we put into system security, there can still be vulnerabilities present. Even if Peloton's like, hey, we can't guarantee anything.
Yeah, right.
And then, I mean, they could move it in, and President Biden, you know, like tomorrow morning could hop on the bike and join a class that is now being run by his exercise instructor, Vladimir.
Exactly. You can't never be too careful.
I've never actually pedaled with Vladimir. Is that the Kremlin in the background? Right. As he's pedaling along?
Shirtless.
Yeah.
Keep going, Joe. You feel like you're going to pass out? Right. Keep going. That's what it's supposed to feel
right.
like.
Right.
You crush it. On Peloton.
Hey, good Vladimir voice.
Thanks.
Most alarmingly, because the bike has networking equipment that allows internet access to other devices, a bad actor could potentially access the full network.
Wow.
So I'm guessing, yeah, they're not going to let him do it at all.
No. They'll find something, some good alternative.
Wouldn't you think?
Congressional gym or something.
Wow. Nothing's like Peloton.
Wow, that's true. Wow. Is Big Karwowski in yet, Swanee? Not yet? Because, you know, Big Karwowski loves to hop on the Peloton and you know, I'll see on the weekend, he'll be posted, all right, ready for a big ride with Vladimir in the Kremlin.
Yeah, they know all our secrets.
Right.
The Russians know every. In fact, right. why do you think we have so many interesting, double your paycheck?
I don't know what that meant. Yeah, I don't know where you were.
I don't either. Suddenly my brain stopped in the middle of the sentence.
I don't know what you were doing.
The Russians got me.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I'm interested because I know that you, I don't have a Peloton, but I know that you can join classes. Like, in theory, could, maybe you folks can answer because Big Karwowski isn't around. 3-1, he's trying to call now, I think. 312-233-1019. Like, could you join a class that Joe's in? Could you race the president on your Peloton bike? Can you see him on there? I guess you'd have to know what his username is.
Yeah, because there were, not similarly, but Beyonce was trying to get, is on Peloton, supposedly.
Uh-huh. Right.
But nobody really knows her name, but they have, like, guesses, you know?
Okay.
So they
Do any celebrities, have any of you encountered any celebrities on there that are using their regular names? You're like, ooh, I just passed Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never done Peloton. I'm too tired to even try.
That would actually be an interesting endorsement marketing thing. Like, pay Chris Hemsworth, and then people might sign up for Peloton just on the odd chance that you might be on with him.
Hey, Big Karwowski.
Hey, good morning.
How often are you on the doing those Peloton classes?
I'm usually 3 or 4 times a week.
You ever see Joe Biden on there?
No. If I knew his name, I'd put him in my following list.
Ah,
but
I know
how
that works.
I do follow a number of people.
Any big shot, big high profile celebrities you know for sure on there?
Beyonce. She's on there.
That's what Violetta was saying, but she doesn't go under the name Beyonce. You can't be certain you're actually chasing her down, right?
Exactly. Yeah, she goes under an assumed name, but it's been confirmed that she's on there. Ben Rector, a guy that we used to play on the mix quite often, he's on
quite
there.
Often. On you really want to go with quite often? I think we played him like twice.
I've seen him on there a number of times.
We went from Beyonce to Ben Rector in the blink of an eye. That's even, like the top to the bottom.
Even the Peloton folks are listening going, don't use that as our...
We're trying to sell this
a little more high profile.
Selling point.
Yeah, let's not go from Beyonce to Ben Rector.
He goes by his regular name, by the way.
Exactly. Really, I'm Ben Rector. Yeah, that one song, remember?
Yeah.
You see him on there, most people are like, I got nothing. I don't know who you are. I got nothing. They say that soon-to-be President Biden might not be able to bring the Peloton into the White House because of hackers. You know, because now people can hack into your home network through, like, your fish tank now. So, you know, the Peloton's got to be, like, easy access, right?
Yeah, no, I can totally understand that. They have a little camera on there that you can pop up during your workouts. If you follow somebody, you can pop up on their screen and talk to them during the workout.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. It's happened to me like 2 or 3 times. I'm like, I don't think I like this.
Have you noticed in the past couple of weeks in the Peloton rides you've had, have you noticed more Russian and Chinese instructors?
Well, they've hired some foreign instructors, some German and some English
instructors. No, we're more concerned with Russia and China. Any more or Chinese instructors? Work with the joke.
No.
Sorry.
There has
been some Eastern European influence.
They've expanded.
I haven't, but I'll keep an eye out for him.
All right. If anybody named Vladimir becomes an instructor and the Kremlin is in the background, be careful of that class.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Dashu.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mick Harwowski.
I hear.
You're welcome.
I should have stopped at Ben Rector. I should have.
He takes his Peloton seriously.
Well, Eric, there I have noticed some Switzerland, and there has been a couple of Swedish instructors. No, that's not the point. All right, top three things trending on Twitter right now. Let's take a look at them. In at number three.
Olivia Rodrigo's song, Driver's License, trending as it debuts as the biggest song in the world.
What?
It debuted as number one on the Hot 100.
Is she bigger than Ben Rector?
I think so.
Both you know, we played him quite a bit.
Yeah. Right. I'm not sure.
Six times.
I'm not sure. He probably gets more playtime than Olivia. Both Billboard Global Charts and is officially the most streamed and top-selling song of the week. What no one is talking about is that the title does not appropriately have the apostrophe in drivers for driver's license. It's kind of annoying, but, you know, she's doing well.
She'll be fine. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Remember Claire and Dale from The Last Bachelorette?
Oh, I heard this news.
Yes.
Hey, hold on a second. Hang on. See, this is part of what goes on now, because I know, like, I have this in my pile of stuff, and I have to get to stories early, because Violetta, for whatever reason, now gets my information and steals all of it from the trending
not,
on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Not true.
Like, that's why I had to do the Peloton story, because I'm like, oh, Violetta's going to do this one.
That was my number one, but I subbed it out for another presidential story.
Only because I did it.
Yeah, I know.
And I looked at the Claire Crawley, Dale Moss story. I'm like, oh, I got to get that in. Violetta's going to steal that. What happened?
So you remember she left the show because she was madly in love with Dale and obsessed with him and couldn't continue on because she had to follow her heart.
Right.
Yeah. So they broke up.
Ah.
Shocking.
Shocker.
I know.
Never saw that one coming.
Nope.
Boy, that was a short time, too.
Yeah, I know.
For true love.
They just got together like this summer.
It's unbelievable. Yes, what?
Did we know he was on the Bears?
Dale Moss was
yes.
on the Bears?
Somebody either emailed me this or somewhere I heard it way after the fact of me ever watching that
by
show.
By the Bears, you mean like a practice squad guy somewhere for about a day and a half?
Maybe, but he was a short-time wide receiver on the Bears and the Packers and the Carolina Panthers.
Wow, he'll do anything
and
to get...
And the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
He's been around.
I know.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, who knew? And now he doesn't have Claire. He doesn't have the Bears or Claire anymore.
Now he's got nothing. He's washed up at 32.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
So it's Inauguration Day, and it looks a lot different for so many different reasons. There is another unprecedented thing that is happening today. The first Snapchat inauguration filter will be available.
Oh, it's a big day.
It sure is. Biden's team will be launching the Snapchat lens that transports users to the Capitol building to participate from home. You can take a picture with the Capitol and confetti falling around you. Or if you flip the camera around, you'll be greeted by Biden on a jumbotron in front of a crowd of inauguration attendees of selfies sent in to the Snapchat filter.
Happy Inauguration Day.
Yay!
The Mix. Phone lines are jammed. People biting people.
What?
This is a way more regular thing than I would have thought.
Huh.
Saturdays between 3 and 5 p.m., new research has found that's the time of the week you're most likely, you're at greatest risk for being bitten by a human. Stay out of bars between 3 and 5 and this thing won't happen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You have to get a tetanus shot if that happens, too, right?
I think so.
Wouldn't you?
I think so.
From a human?
Yeah, they break the skin. They got to get
no.
a tetanus. I think so.
Really?
Might be rabid people.
Hi there, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty well. Bitten by a human?
I was bitten by my friend. I was her labor coach.
Okay.
And I don't know what time it was, but not only once, but twice.
Oh.
She bit my hand, and she also bit my arm and went through the skin one time.
Oh, my God. You got to keep your hands and arms free of that area.
Wow.
Wow.
You know how tough labor can be while you're with your wife.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of biting going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bitten by a human, Rachel.
Yes, I actually did the biting.
Oh.
I was involved in a fight when I was a teenager.
Was it between 3 and 5 on a Saturday?
In the afternoon, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the time.
Yeah.
I bit her in her thigh so hard that my teeth connected.
Oh!
In her thigh? I'm horrified.
In her, well, she sat on me after she maced me.
After she maced you.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to feel a justification.
Just a quiet Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Wow.
And did she go to the hospital for a tetanus shot?
She actually did.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. Yes, what?
Did any skin leave?
Oh, my
God. No,
oh,
no, right. I don't want to know. Oh, I don't want to know.
Oh, my God. Let's talk to a nurse. You're bitten by patients all the time, aren't you, Nurse Selena?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
It was pre-COVID, a couple years back. Uh-huh. For an IV on a patient, I got bit on the arm. It broke a little skin.
You were putting the IV in?
Yes.
And they leaned over and just took a chunk out of you?
Yep.
Is your natural reaction to, like, slap them?
Yeah, we have to kind of quell that.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And is the next step the tetanus shot?
Usually they have the patient tested, and, you know, for communicable diseases. And,
right.
Right. We have to, like, write a report. And,
right.
Yeah.
There's a report, a lot of paperwork. Yeah. No one wants any part of it. Ben Affleck has reportedly, after his breakup with... Is she a supermodel or an actress or both, or what is she?
I think she's known as an actress.
Actress?
Yeah, she Anna was in Darmus. Something.
What, she was in something.
Yesterday we found what
actress.
She was in, but I forgot what it was.
All right, well, as long as she was in something.
She was in something.
His breakup has caused him to throw out his life-size cutout of her, Anna Darmus and Ben Affleck, and reportedly, sources say now... He is having a daily Dunkin' Donuts delivered to his home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know their nickname was Banana?
Banana. I like it.
And now I miss it, and I didn't even know it was their nickname.
I like it. And you know Ben Affleck, he strikes me as the kind of guy, he's going to pack on 40 pounds of Dunkin' Donuts weight.
Probably.
For sure. He's a very emotional guy, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Best way to get over the breakup is to do what, Sherry?
So when I was 20, my boyfriend decided that he wanted a younger girl, and so he broke up with me.
Okay.
Decided that.
Wait a minute. When you were 20, you wanted a younger girl. You wanted like 14 or
something? Okay. I hope not.
Do we want to know?
I mean, how bad is it when you're 20 and you're too old?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Wow. Insult to injury.
Wow.
So decided I was gonna work out, exercise, lose weight. When I was all said and done, I lost about 40 pounds. Ran into him. I think it was like 5 or 6 months later, trying to talk to me again, said, let's get back together. And it's like, nope, too late. I lost you in 40 pounds. I'm good.
Look at that.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, that is the...
Revenge body.
The ultimate revenge, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well done, Sherry. The best way to get over the breakup, Jessica, is to do what?
Yeah, so I was with a guy for about 4 years, left me for someone because he said I was too boring, too much of a bookworm. Uh-huh. So I studied my butt off, got into medical school, and I am 2 years away from getting my doctorate.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
Hey, the med school. Oh. Yeah. Do you ever run into him anymore?
No, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Throw a book at him if you do. Mm-hmm.
If you did, would it be uncomfortable or would you rub it in his face?
Definitely rub it in his face.
Yeah.
What it's really all about.
Definitely.
It's really what it's all about, revenge. In a new survey, lack of blank is the top reason for female infidelity. Maybe this is what Dale needed to work on. Maybe Justin Timberlake. Maybe President Trump. Not to say that those three women did this, but, well, 312-233-1019. Kristen, lack of?
Gifts.
No. Uh-uh. Oh, that probably would help. Lack of gifts, mm-hmm. The top reason for female infidelity. No. Lack of what, Melissa?
Communication.
No. Although, also another, I'm guessing, fairly important thing.
I would think.
No, as it turns out, Eddie, a new survey says lack of what is the top reason for female infidelity?
Compliments.
There it is. Compliments.
Okay.
Lack of compliments is the top reason women will cheat on you. You don't compliment them enough. You compliment them more, they stick around, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to find it somewhere.
Hmm. Interesting stuff to consider, huh, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been married 22 years plus, so I must be doing something right.
There you go. How often are you throwing out the compliments? Daily, weekly, couple of year?
Couple of days.
Couple of days.
Yes, that's the best.
Couple of days. When it comes time to compliment your wife, what's your go-to, Eddie?
You're a great wife and mother.
There you go. It's all encompassing. A big umbrella covers all of it. Why are you making that face, Violetta?
I mean, that is such a big umbrella. Maybe, like, specify specific, things that you really like.
It's working for Eddie.
Eddie's got the track record.
I'm going to follow Eddie's guidance.
Pointing at the scoreboard right now.
That's true.
So, this survey says lack of compliments is the top reason for female infidelity. Number one, not complimenting enough. Lack of compliments and acts of kindness from their spouses, the top reason for female infidelity, reveals the study. So, Whip,
yes.
If you were to walk up to a woman right now and I were to say to you, I were to whisper in your ear, compliment her, say something nice.
Yeah.
What would be your instinct to compliment her on?
You are so smart.
Okay. Ugh. What?
Yeah, okay.
What?
That just seems like, okay, yeah, that's good.
I couldn't tell if that was good or bad.
Say what you mean.
It's just, I feel like you just like said that to be like nice and like correct and like.
Lucy, you don't know what you're talking about. Tell her, Sarah.
My intelligence is something I want to be complimented on.
See,
because I kind of gone the other way with like, would you like me to pick out a body part and tell you how awesome and hot it looks?
I guess Violetta does, as long as it's her ankles.
Right, no. right.
It's good.
Yeah. How would you feel if someone decided to bypass your intelligence, Sarah, and go straight for your ankles? So to speak.
You know what? I just got a new tattoo, so sure. Why not?
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. Well, if I knew about the tattoo, I wouldn't have said, I would have said ankles.
Now there's a reason to. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi. What would you prefer to be complimented on?
My hair, because I spent so much time on it.
Oh, your hair. Mm. So Whip could walk up and go, you have lovely hair. And you'd be like, you're the best guy ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Exactly. And Whip is the best guy ever.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Remember, hair.
It's right back at you. Your hair is beautiful, even through the phone.
Hair, intelligence, and ankle tattoos. Compliment you on your what, Melinda?
I don't want to be complimented. I just want to be thanked for the little things that I do.
So you don't even want compliments?
No, uh-uh.
Just a quick thanks and we're out of there.
Well, just a quick thanks for, you know, the laundry and thanks for the dinner you made. And just
wait a minute, you do dinner and laundry?
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hold on a second. Well, thank you. Thank you. Sean is more along the lines of Violetta with the you have to target the more superficial, less obvious things. Like, you want to be complimented on what, Sean?
My wrists.
Your wrists.
Are they petite?
Yeah. They are petite and dainty, and I think they look good with a bracelet on them.
Uh-huh. Your wrists look great. They would look great with a bracelet or a watch on them right now. That's all it takes?
Yes.
What if we chose to go with your intelligence or your hair?
You could do that, too, but see? I just...
You also cook and clean, like I learned from the last caller.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Go. Violetta is trying to pass off, as a friend of mine this happened to, but it's really her. Violetta thinks you should put pizza, frozen pizza in the oven on top of the cardboard.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think.
He really does this? He really...
My friend walked in on her husband doing this twice.
He does it more than once?
Yeah.
Does it say on the frozen pizza, remove from cardboard on the directions?
I don't think all of them do, because that was his claim. Like, well, if I had to remove it, they'd say so.
It gets even worse. Natalie, an absolute idiot in the kitchen. What happened?
Well, the pizza, frozen pizza, was taken out of the freezer. Uh-huh. We added some mushrooms and cheese and put it into the oven, but we put it in upside down.
You put it upside down. Whoops.
What?
Whoops.
So,
and so when, yeah.
Say, there was a lot of smoke involved with this one.
Holy cow.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
My wife did it, and I don't have any idea, but she hasn't done it again since.
Yeah,
good.
From now on, you're in charge of all frozen pizzas, okay?
That is right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That's tough to do.
Upside down. Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Hi, what happened?
My husband decided to put his beef sandwich into the microwave without putting it on a plate.
Okay.
And I told him not to do it.
Okay.
And he's like, no, it'll be perfectly fine. Throws it in, and all of a sudden my daughter sees that the bag and the sandwich is on fire because the sandwich was wrapped in tinfoil.
There you go.
Oh, that's a key part.
There you go. I worry about some of those paper that had the like shiny paper. It's not tinfoil, but it looks like it could have had some kind of tinfoil in it.
Yeah, anything that shines, don't put it in the microwave.
Also, never do this, I guess, Aaron.
Hi. Well, mine started off really good. I was actually being a Susie homemaker and making waffles for my kids.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then when it was time to be done, you know, it's caked on. So I thought it would be good to just, you know, let it sit submerged in the sink for a while and soak. And just have the cord hanging out. And
Yeah. So you submerged your waffle maker, your electric waffle maker, and let it soak in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't even work after that.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe that isn't recommended.
And the person who took my call, I have to say, thought that was perfectly okay. So I actually feel better.
You and Swanee both have the same waffle makers.
Well, how are you supposed to wash that then?
I think you take the thing off and you wash it. You don't submerge it in water.
Good. Yeah.
Submerging electric in water.
I thought just the plug was the issue.
Mess with the circuitries, I guess. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, absolute idiot in the kitchen.
Well, this wasn't in the kitchen. I was working yesterday, and my friend was telling me, we were talking about tamales, and I said how much I enjoy them. And he's like, I really don't care for them too much. And I'm like, why? And he's like, they were just really tough to eat. Well, he forgot to remove the corn husk off of the tamales.
Yeah, didn't know you have to peel the tamales, which I would normally laugh at, but I'm going to be honest, I didn't know you had to do that either.
Right.
So you got to do that?
Am I an idiot?
You peel those? They come out of there? Probably yes. I honestly don't know if I could identify a tamale.
I think if you saw it...
I guess I probably could, maybe.
Yeah, I think
But I guarantee I wouldn't know how to cook it.
No. Oh, no,
agreed.
No.
Lady Gaga will be singing the national anthem
at
the inauguration. What a big day for her, because she's also got her new Oreos out today.
Oh, my God.
She does?
Wow.
Big day. Inauguration, national anthem, and Oreos.
She's got to slow down.
Lady Gaga, Oreo cookies, launching a very special Chromatica-themed cookie. Oh, they just made the announcement. They're not available yet.
Ah, man.
No exact release date yet, but hang on. The day is coming. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis will star together in a new Cheetos Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, cool.
Be on the lookout for that. Fans are petitioning to make Betty White's birthday Betty White Day in her Illinois hometown. Did you know Betty White's from Oak Park?
No, I did not.
Yep.
How did we miss that for 99 years?
Yep. Following Betty White's 99th birthday earlier this week, fans are petitioning to officially mark the day as Betty White Day in the star's hometown of Oak Park, Illinois.
I say yeah.
You have to.
This Is Us is being delayed a few weeks amid the COVID surge in Los Angeles.
Oh.
You have to wait for that. Lupin has overtaken Bridgerton and the Queen's Gambit in streams on Netflix.
It has?
I haven't even heard of Lupin.
Nope, always
neither
something.
How does the rest of the world know everything and I don't know a thing?
Right?
I don't know. Sometimes I think, again, like I think they just, they release the news themselves so that it's self-fulfilling. Like, hey, everybody, this is the new one that everybody's watching. And then
Lupin.
People do.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
I don't either.
Lupin, but the whole world is watching it except me. Did you see they're having a hard time, too? They're trying to keep the love scenes from Bridgerton off of adult websites. Like Pornhub and that kind of thing.
Oh, well, okay.
Intense.
Yeah. Halsey has bought Liam Payne's house whip for $10 million. Liam Payne had a $10 million house.
One Direction money. I mean, come on.
Wow.
Halsey has $10 million to spend on a house.
Halsey's not messing around.
The viral dream skateboarder, Nathan Apodaca,
he is
joining the virtual inauguration parade.
What?
You're going to see him.
Is he going to be skateboarding?
He's just logging in to watch, or somebody actually asked him to do something?
He has accepted an invitation to join Joe Biden's virtual inauguration parade per TMZ and has already filmed something inspired by his dreamy TikTok video. Of course, dreams from Fleetwood Mac.
They'll just invite anybody.
That's the weirdest thing.
It's a weird world we live in.
It really is.
Lady Gaga has Oreos, Halsey can buy Liam Payne's house, and a guy on a skateboard is a... Apodaca is on the inauguration parade. Amazon was Americans' favorite way to buy groceries in 2020. Probably not surprised by that.
Amazon for groceries?
For groceries. The reports are saying that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston allegedly took a secret trip to Turks and Caicos during the holidays.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Get back together!
Jen's loving the cloak and dagger of getting together with Brad so much. I guess she feels she shared so much of her relationship with the public over the years. She wants to keep this very, very private.
Of course she does.
I feel like she's always been too private.
I don't know if they did this. There was a couple that was arrested for making love on a Ferris wheel in South Carolina.
Just doesn't seem like enough time.
Well.
You'd be surprised.
They just sit you up at the top for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, they just sit you there.
You think that's happened on the Ferris wheel over here in Navy Pier?
Those cars are big enough.
Right? Now they are, and they're enclosed, so you don't have to be afraid of falling out.
Missouri was the most stressed state in 2020, they said. Missouri. Which I find kind of surprising. What do they have to be stressed about in Missouri? I'm trying to think.
Is that where the Ozarks are?
There are some there, yes.
It's too hot. That might be a stressor.
You ever been to Kansas?
Well, it's right next door, right?
Yeah, Kansas hot's hotter. Well, maybe not. It's pretty close.
Similar heat.
I've been in Kansas heat, and it's that's heat.
I've never been to Kansas.
Oh, you're missing out. A Toronto florist is selling weed bouquets for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Maybe they could use those in Missouri.
Maybe.
A lot going on in Canada. Canada is now more popular than the U.S. as a study abroad destination.
Okay.
More people want to go to Canada than here. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Yeah.
Back to Toronto. Toronto residents are anonymously mailing cow poo to each other as a prank. Very Canadian thing to do, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Toronto residents who miss your friends, calling all of you right now, forget flowers, send them a parcel of poop to show them you really care. For the small price of $4.20 plus tax, you can send a package of nearly 30 grams of fresh cow poo to that special someone courtesy of Battle S.
Okay.
That's the name of the company.
Do they use that for, like, manure? Is that why they're sending
it? It is manure.
Well, no, but I mean, are they using it in their gardens?
Fertilizer?
Maybe I think they're doing it as a bit.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's what they need to do in Missouri, too.
Yeah.
Just take the edge off a little bit, laugh with your friends, send them some poop.
You Canadians, people want to go to Canada to study. This is what's going on there. I think that speaks for itself. Right now, we're tracking the top three things trending on Twitter. An update, here we go at number three.
Dua Lipa has new music coming out soon, and she's denying pregnancy rumors on Jimmy Kimmel after posting a picture that she used a baby bottle emoji with some sparkly emojis. Huh. She says, I just like using unique emojis, but I realized that this was very confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Oprah has some big news. That's really the only kind of news she ever has. Her life story, though, is going to be told in a documentary on Apple TV+. It's going to showcase the 25-year history of the Oprah Winfrey Show and how she changed the landscape of daytime talk. So
I really miss Oprah being in town.
Right, yeah.
I really miss those days.
She's come back very rarely, if ever.
Virtually never.
Yeah.
You can relive it through this documentary.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
A lot of political things are trending today, obviously, for Inauguration Day. But one thing stuck out, hashtag Cheetos trending under the political section because people have nicknamed the outgoing president, Donald Trump, the main Cheeto, right, as they bid him farewell.
It's the orange.
Yeah,
it's
the orange Cheeto.
The Air Force One is still in the air on its way to Mar-a-Lago. We haven't heard any more updates about that. Well, what is fly time down there on Air Force One? That thing, you know, flies a little more quickly than your average jet.
Yeah, I don't know that answer, but
can you check that, Whip? What landing time at Mar-a-Lago might be? Because remember, President Trump's still in control of things right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For the next, you know, 90 minutes or so. So I'd like to kind of know where the guy is, right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.